Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally putting something a little different, which I call a wombat. And I've got a wombat tonight, so that'll be about halfway through the show. And I come to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. And you can reach me here, Harry Baya, at HBAY at EHC, that's Emory Community College, ehc.edu. You can also, we're at 90.7 FM, you can also hear us on the web at wehcfm.com, so you can pick this show up anywhere in the world. Tonight, I'm going to start off with another John Stewart song. I think I've had a John Stewart song on each of the last few shows. This one's called Josie, and he's got so many great songs. This time, I noticed that not only do I like the words, and I like his voice, I like the instrumentation on this, too. So this song kind of hits it on all cylinders for me. This is Josie by John Stewart.
Josie loved the sailors with their body wet neck songs. Josie loved the stories from the halls of the Kublai Khan. Don't you know she loved me? Ah, she loved me all the time. And won't you say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line? Oh, say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line. Soldiers coming home from war. Josie used to tell them that you won't go fight no more. And don't you know she loved me? Ah, she loved me all the time. And won't you say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line? Oh, say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line. Josie don't work sidewalks or the bars of the Tenderloin, 'cause Josie makes some money from the homesick lonesome boys. She loved me, oh, she loved me all the time. Say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line. Oh, say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line. Oh, say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line.
That was Josie by John Stewart. Next up is a song called And When I Die. It was a big hit for Blood, Sweat, and Tears in 1968. It was written by Laura Nyro, one of her first songs when she was 17, and she sold it to Peter, Paul, and Mary for $5,000. They're coming up later in the show singing another song. I remember the song clearly. It's kind of a different kind of instrumentation and just a great, great sort of thing to think of. Makes you think. And When I Die by Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
I'm not scared of dying, and I up my coffin, cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there, yeah, crazy cold way down there. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born. Satan, don't want to die uneasy, just let me go naturally, and when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be one child. In a world to carry on, yeah, yeah.
That was And When I Die by Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Next up is a song called Water. The country music, it's by Brad Paisley. He co-wrote it, came out in 2010, did well. I once thought of, just a dream, putting together a Broadway show on the theme of water. And the idea was that we'd put together different songs about water, and each song would have actors on stage sort of interpreting it, either dancing or singing, whatever. And I figured I could easily fill a couple of hours of water songs, and I loved a lot of the songs. But this one was, that was long before this song was made. So this is Brad Paisley kind of with the same idea in mind, but doing it his way.
Inflatable pool full of dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere, and so began my love affair with water. Bank with all my friends, a big old tied to land, and you're a big old wuss if you don't jump in the water. Yeah, when that summer sun truth or dare, and it won't take long for you and her. I got nothing on but water. All you really need this time of year is a pair of shades, an ice cold beer, and a place to sit somewhere near water.
That was Water by Brad Paisley. Well, now we're going to have some jumps in mood. The next song is classical, although different, as you'll hear. And the next one after that is deep into country. So the next one is the Brandenburg Concerto by Johann Sebastian Bach. And it's played on a Mood synthesizer. The Mood synthesizer, when this was recorded, had just been invented. In fact, the liner notes, which I'll read you, say that it couldn't have been done 2 years earlier. Here's what it says, one paragraph out of a long thing. It says, on the face of it, electronic music has a great deal to offer to Bach. Many Baroque characteristics, such as crisp, bright sonorities, terrace dynamics, and high relief of voices, are among the most idiomatic features of electronic music. Indeed, no combination of live instruments could achieve the clarity of texture of this recording. At last, every note in line can be heard, which is one of our chief purposes when we first began to work on Bach. But of course, there is more to Bach than clarity. So this is the Moog synthesizer. And what they did was they electronically created the sound. Someone's playing a keyboard. Actually, I think they're playing several keys. They're dubbing in and putting tracks in. But I love Bach anyway. And I agree that you can hear the different voices, the different songs, different notes going on a lot clearer than you would in an orchestra. However, it doesn't have the feel of an orchestra. This is a Moog synthesizer playing the Brandenburg Concerto.
Thank you.
That was Bach's Brandenburg Concerto, played on a Moog synthesizer from the album Switched on Bach, Virtuoso Electronic Performances. So, now we're going to deep country. This is Hank Williams singing Kalijah, one of the classic all-time country songs. I sing this song and I love it.
Kalijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store. Kalijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Hall. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Kalijah, too stubborn to ever show a sign, because his heart was made of knotty pine. Poor old Kalijah, he never got a kiss. Poor old Kalijah, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Kalijah, that poor old wooden head. Indian never went nowhere. His heart was set on the Indian maid with the coal black hair. Kalijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. And then one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid and took her oh so far away, but old Kalijah stayed. Kalijah just stands there as lonely as can be, and wishes he was still an old pine tree. Oh, Kalijah, he never got a kiss. Oh, Kalijah, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Kalijah, that poor old wooden head.
That was Kalijah by Hank Williams. Now it's wombat time. And this particular wombat is called Go Down Death. It's a poem by James Weldon Johnson. It's from his collection of poems called God's Trombones. And I played one of them last week. This week we're playing Go Down Death. And the reader of this particular one is a woman. Her name is Gertrude Jeanette. And I think she does a really terrific job. So join us now with Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians recording of Go Down Death, read by Gertrude Jeanette.
Death come to my house, it didn't stay long. I look on the bed and my mother was gone. When will I see my mother again?
Weep not. She is not dead. She's resting in the bosom of Jesus. Heartbroken husband, weep no more. grief-stricken son, weep no more. Left lonesome daughter, weep no more. She's only just gone home. Day before yesterday morning, God was looking down from his great high heaven, looking down on all his children, and his eye fell on Sister Caroline tossing on her bed of pain. And God's big heart was touched with pity, with everlasting pity. And God sat back on his throne and commanded that tall, bright angel standing at his right hand, "Call me death." And that tall, bright angel cried in a voice that broke like a clap of thunder, "Call death. Call death." And the echo sounded down the streets of heaven until it reached away back in that shadowy place where death waits with his pale white horses. And death heard the summons, and he leaped on his fastest horse, as pale as a sheet in the moonlight. Up the golden streets death galloped, and the hooves of his horse struck fire from the gold, but they didn't make a sound. Up death rode to that great white throne and waited for God's command. And God said, "Go down, death. Go down to Savannah, Georgia. Down in Yamacraw and find Sister Caroline. She's borne the burden and the heat of the day. She's labored long in my vineyard and she's tired. She's weary. Go down, death, and bring her to me." And death didn't say a word, but he loosed the reins on his pale white horse and he clamped the spurs to his bloodless side, and out and down he rode through heaven's pearly gates, passing suns, moons, stars. Death rode, and the foam from his horse was like a comet in the sky. On death rode, leaving the lightning splash behind. Straight on down he came. While we were watching about her bed, she turned her eyes and looked away. She saw what we couldn't see. She saw old death. Old death coming like a falling star. But death didn't frighten Sister Caroline. He looked to her like a welcome friend, and she whispered to us, "I'm going home." And she smiled and closed her eyes. And death took her like a little baby and held her in his icy arms, but she felt no chill. Then death began to ride again, out beyond the evening star, up beyond the morning star, out into that glittering light of glory and on to that great white throne. And there he laid Sister Caroline on the loving breast of Jesus. And Jesus took his own hand and wiped away her tears and smoothed the furrows from her face. And the angels sang a little song. And Jesus rocked her in his arms and kept saying, "Take your rest. Take your rest. Take your rest. Weep not. Weep not. She is not dead. She's resting in the bosom of Jesus."
Hallelujah, hallelujah, my Lord.
I'm one to sing my mother again.
That was "Go Down, Death," written by James Weldon Johnson and read by Gertrude Jeanette. And that's our Wombat this week. Well, it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. We come to you Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, from WEHC-FM 90.7, your college and community station. And it's our chance each week to play for you songs I love, and an occasional odd thing, like the previous reading. I call those things wombats, and that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. Well, the next song is sort of in the same mood. It's called Weeping Pilgrim, And so it's religious and just has a nice feel to it. Here we go with Weeping Pilgrim.
If you see them, Father, please tell them I'm a poor mourning pilgrim bound for Canaan land. Well, I weep and I mourn and I move slowly on. I'm a poor mourning pilgrim bound for Canaan land. Well, if you see them, sister, please tell them I'm a poor mourning pilgrim bound for Canaan. Well, I weep and I mourn and I move slowly on. I'm a poor mourning pilgrim bound for Canaan land. Well, if you see, please would you tell them I'm a poor mourning pilgrim, I'm bound for Canaan land. Well, I weep and I mourn and I move slowly on. I'm a poor mourning pilgrim bound for Canaan
was Weeping Pilgrim by Natalie Merchant. In our lives, sometimes people do wonderful things for us. And recently I was corresponding with some friends from my college days, remembering that in our fraternity house, there was an older black woman who was a maid, but she was much more than that. She was a confidant. She was a mother to all of us. And I said to them, I think she was an angel sent down to take care of all of us. This song captures that. It's Willie Nelson. He wrote this song, I think. It's called Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground. So it's not only is it the concept of an angel coming into your life, but I think this one brings the fact that angels are vulnerable in this world. So this one's too close to the ground. And when you get that close, you might get hurt by all the evil in humanity. So Willie Nelson has the song, and it's a live performance, so here's some applause. Here's Willie Nelson.
If you had not a fallen, then I would not have found you. Angel flying too close to the ground. And I patched up your broken wing and hung around a while. Trying to keep your spirits up and your fever down. I knew someday
was Willie Nelson singing Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground. I don't know if it's because I've heard Willie Nelson so much of my life or whether he really has that fantastic a voice. I think it's some of both, but I don't know that we'll have another singer in my lifetime that has quite the power in his voice that he had. Although the next one comes close. This is Rodney Crowell, And he too has a very enchanting, wonderful voice. This song is called The Long Journey Home, and I think it's a good showpiece for Rodney to let us know there are singers almost as good, and maybe as good as Willie Nelson, maybe if I heard him all my life, but still, wonderful stuff.
We ran off chasing rainbows neath the blue Montana sky, and we self-proclaimed our freedom with a roar. We crossed those raging rivers and we drank the taverns dry, and we bowed our heads to legends gone before. Are you ready for the long journey home? The flatland swamps and bayous in your bones. The simple life tastes sweeter now. You have no need to roam. Are you ready for the long journey home? The wind down off the Yellowstone blows cold trains off their tracks, and the water springs eternal from the fire. An eagle flies at sunrise across an aspen growing back, and the moonlight brings a blue coyote. My dead drunk Uncle Fireball growls these words. Blood don't make you a family boy, and I've got news for you. Rattlesnakes don't sing like speckled birds.
That was The Long Journey Home by Rodney Crowell. Next up is a song that was very popular in the 50s and 60s. It's called All My Trials. It was sung by many people, including Joan Baez, Pete Seeger, Harry Belafonte. And this version is by Peter, Paul, and Mary. I think the Joan Baez version had the most pathos in it. It was sort of the one that reached into your soul the most. But this one, it's just a beautiful song. It's a good song, and Peter, Paul, and Mary had such wonderful harmony. I saw them live a few times back when I was in college, and so I'm a big admirer. And this is the version that I chose to put on for you. All My Trials by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
All my trials, Lord, soon be over. I had a little book was given to me, and every page spelled liberty. Trials, Lord, soon be over. If religion were a thing that money could buy, the rich would live and the poor would die. Trials, Lord, soon be over. Too late, my brothers, too late, but never mind. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. There is a tree in paradise, the pilgrims call it the tree of life. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. Too late, my brothers, too late, but never mind. All my trials, Lord, soon. Trials, Lord, soon be over.
That was All My Trials by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Well, while we're in such a relaxed, sweet mood, I'll put on a song I ran into a few years ago that I find one of the most gentle songs I've ever heard. And it's called Sweet Afton. It's an ancient tune. It goes back, actually, before, I think around the 15th century, something back in there. It's traced way back. And this is a version by Nickel Creek, and I happen to like it a lot. So here we go with Sweet Afton.
Sing me a song in my praise. my Mary's asleep by thy murmuring stream. Flow gently, sweet Afton, disturb not her dream. Of whose echo resounds through the glen, holy wild whistling blackbirds in yon thorny den. Thou green crested lapwing, thy screaming forbear, oh, I charge you disturb not my slumbering. Oh, how lofty, sweet Afton, thy neighboring hills, far marked with the courses of clear winding rills. There daily I wander as noon rises high. My flocks and my Mary's sweet God in my eye.
That was Sweet Afton by Nickel Creek. That's our show for this week. That's all the music. And now it's my chance to remind you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday night at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. We're at FM 90.7, and also you can pick us up streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. And each week, I'll be playing for you songs I love. I think the oldest song we had this week was probably Collider by Hank Williams. And the oddest song we had this week was the Bach's Brandenburg Concerto played on a Moog synthesizer. I liked both quite a lot. So I hope your tastes vary a little and you can find something of interest somewhere in the show. Now it's time to wish you a good week and to encourage you and ask you to join me in doing something I ask you every week. It's time to ask you to join me in celebrating. And I want you to celebrate our being here at all. So please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.